Well, Dale, the Penrith Panthers have granted James Fisher-Harris a release from the remaining 2 years of his current NRL contract. That's 2025 and 2026. Fisher-Harris approached the club this week with a request to return home to New Zealand following the 2024 season on compassionate grounds.
Oh, I like this. This is classy from Penrith Panthers and also classy from the Warriors. Usually this would get out. I like in rugby league, you can't keep secrets. This was kept a secret. Obviously, Adam Fanua Blake is coming back, obviously, to Sydney next year. And then, you know, Fisher-Harris, who's the Golden Boot winner. Mate, I think it's a great buy, isn't it?
It's a huge pickup for the Warriors. Because as you said, they lose a player in Adam Fanua Blake. Yeah. You know, trying to get, I think, there was talk of Sol for Solomona. The funny thing was, like you said, I think the respect that Penrith and Warriors have shown Fisher-Harris by keeping this quiet.
Yeah.
I was gobsmacked today when the boys said in the change rooms that they go, Fisher-Harris has just signed with the Warriors before. I said, where has that come from?
That's good.
Webster's created a destination club, though, hasn't he?
Yes.
And the best thing about it is the New Zealand boys want to go back there and play for the Warriors now, whereas before they'd want to stay over here. So great job, Webby.
And what about Taruva? Where does this leave him? Because I know Ivan Cleary just, you know, doesn't want to think about losing him.
Well, I think that's why I think Penrith are winners in this in the trade-off that sends Fisher-Harris to the Warriors, because what it's going to do now... He had 2 years left on the salary cap. For 2 more years,
yep.
That's freed up now. You might be able to keep players like you said, Taruva, Targo, Lindsay Smith, all these young players are coming through that are going to get upgraded. So I know the Dragons are getting pretty excited. They think they might get Taruva, but now I think with this happening, it might shut the door on it.
Now Michael Chamis raised an interesting point on the Footy Talk podcast around Joey Manu's defection to Japan. Let's take a listen.
And I think Gus made the point 100% Footy the other night that the game is worse off for him having to leave. And the fact that the Roosters push players out of the game instead of encouraging them to go elsewhere, the game is poorer for it.
What do you think of this? Do you agree?
Yeah, well, look, I think personally it's on the players. Like Joey Manu could have went to another club. He doesn't want to go to another club, I understand that. But, mate, like when he goes to, like, Japanese rugby, he's not going to have the hits. He's going to have the longevity there. We've seen it time and time again. Obviously, Sonny Bill went to rugby, come back. Joseph Suoli'i.
Yeah.
So, mate, respect out of the Roosters. They're obviously doing something right there.
But it's such a competitive game, Woodsy. You don't give an opposition club a leg up.
It's smart business. Like, why would you send one of your best players to another club? Let him go another code, make a little bit more money that you probably couldn't afford to pay him, and then come back, like Dale said, there's not as many bumps and bruises. You won't have as many hits. You'll come back fresh.
Now, Cameron Seraldo has said Connor Tracy holds the edge over Blake Taff for Canterbury's fullback spot.
Yeah, this is good. This is what you want to see at a team like the Bulldogs competing for positions. I thought Crichton might get a crack at some stage. Like, he's not getting as much ball, but, you know, I think I said it the other day. I think Connor Tracy, obviously very competitive, can play anywhere in the backs, doing a job there at fullback, and Blake Taff, obviously unfortunate for him. He was out for a week or two, and, you know, he'll have to earn that spot back, but he's on the bench.
Now, the ARL Commissioner will resist sending underachieving teams to Las Vegas in 2025. Penrith and Melbourne seem to have the box seat at the moment. But the NRL will want to send a Queensland side, most likely the Cowboys.
Got to be the Cowboys.
It means Parramatta may miss out because they're already sending a Western Sydney club in that sense. It's probably likely Canberra and Warriors, maybe.
Yeah, I don't mind that. You've got to you want to grow the game. You want to show where all the teams are from. Like you said, you don't want to send Parramatta and Penrith. And they
Eels would love to get across there.
Oh, they would, but the NRL also wouldn't want to have the rivalry of that game of Parramatta versus Penrith in Las Vegas when they could grow it and make a lot of money out of that game in Sydney. So,
what about the Sharks?
Yeah, well, the way they're playing at the moment, they're top of the ladder. They if they put their hand up to, because you've got it, there's clubs, they've come out and asked if you want to play.
Yep,
so okay. If they're one of the clubs, they should be considered.
Yep.
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Weekdays from 4 on Triple M.